Blog Talk Radio.
You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct once again from Las Vegas, Nevada. I hope you're waking your butt up, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just waking my butt up, you know what I'm saying. I done came up in here in the studio and got relaxed and got here early and then got relaxed and propped my feet up and I fucked around and looked up and shit, it was 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I was like, oh, hell, I'm late, you know what I'm saying? I was running out of here, running out of here like the Flintstones, you know what I'm saying? was running out of air like the Flintstones. But what's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? You got your boy coming to you live and direct, of course, from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is another day. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Lord has blessed us with another day to be above ground. You know what I'm saying? And that's a special day in itself. You know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody. If you're still above ground, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not even a coffee drinker, and I need some coffee and everything. So if you got a cup of coffee for me this morning, hit me up. 347-884-8810. That's 347-881-880. Right now, we are dealing with the high of 85 degrees. It's 85 degrees, nice and cool and summery outside and everything. You can feel the breeze blowing. You can open up your windows. You know what I'm saying? But the high right now is 85. Today's high is supposed to be 104. What the hell? We back into 100 in hell again and everything. You know what I'm saying, everybody? So if you're out there and you're out there and you're doing work outside, make sure you take plenty of water. Make sure you take all the necessary needs that you're going to need to have a productive and spectacular day. I am feeling pretty good because I finally got everything moved in. I got all my stuff moved in. I'm sitting here chilling in my new little studio and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I got all these technology buttons and stuff that I got to learn and everything. But I'm going to let you one thing, that God is good. You know, God is good all the time. You know what I'm saying? Some of you people need to quit getting on your knees praying for that number that's going to hit in the lottery. Y'all remember when big men used to get on their knees and pray, you know, for the number and this, that, and the other. You'd be like, hey, mama, what you doing? Shut up. Get out on your knees and help pray. Lord, I help you. I want you to help me hit this number and everything, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I just wanted to let you know, you've been a good Lord. You sure have been a good Lord, but I sure could use this money. Cut that out. Y'all praying to the good Lord to hit a number. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Big Mama used to play numbers. You know what I mean? You box it for a quarter, straight for a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Three ways for 50 cents and everything like that. I remember all of that. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, y'all, the high right now is 85 degrees. It's going to be 100 in hell today. So if you see the devil out there hitching a ride, just pass his ass right on by, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So today we're going to be delving into some topics and things like that, getting back into our news. We've been doing a lot of other topics and everything, you know, and stuff, and doing our news, you know. One of the topics for today is going to be a good one, you know what I'm saying. We're going to discuss, you know, what's going on in today's American society and everything. I know we've talked about it before and everything, and we touched bases on it, but we're still having a problem of our black children getting shot for no apparent reason. Now, everybody wants to justify, you know, what's going on, and, oh, he was this, and, oh, he was that. Now, we had two white Americans that were news anchors get shot the other day. Now, you know, society is saying that, you know, now they're saying, does white lives mean more than black lives, or does black lives mean more than white lives? Any life means more than anything. It's just that I feel that, you know, when white people get shot, they don't really say nothing about it. They keep it hush-hush. black person gets shot, we gonna make noise. We gonna show up at the funeral. We gonna bring chicken and shit and barbecue and all types of shit and everything to the funeral and stuff like that. White people gonna have a quiet funeral procession and everything. You know what I'm saying? To where it's just giving the family chance to mourn and mourn in peace. So are we making a big to-do out of this? I believe any life means more than anything. You know what I'm saying? You can't just keep, you can't put a price tag on life. You know what I'm saying? And I want to hear your opinion about it. Does black lives mean more than white lives, or does the lives mean have importance, period? Because right now it's starting to be a very, 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 very big issue. You know what I'm saying? So I want to hear from you. Hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing. Once again, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Like I said, we want to see what your opinion is and everything. While I try and get me some music so I can take a short break. Boy, I swear these technical difficulties got me on one. Let's see if this is going to play. Okay then, y'all. Once again, we're going to play some of Fat Man's music, y'all. I'm going to take a quick break and everything, answer some of these phone lines and stuff like that, and get myself set up.
Make you sweat. Fat Man. Fat City. What?
From the 313 to the 702 for all the clubs, yeah, it's choice for you.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. You know what I'm saying? That was my song 12 in the Club. You know what I'm saying? That was something that I did way back in the day. You know what I mean? So your boy got skills too. Trust me, your boy got skills too. Now, I'm getting a lot of stuff, a lot of feeds in on my laptop, like I say, I always do when I be doing the morning show, because people will be sending me news from all around the world. This morning, I have a detox tip, okay? For you people that's getting your health together and everything like that, we have 15 tips for detoxing your liver, okay? All right, so, you know, is, you know, how to detox your liver. One way to detox your liver, it says the liver is an essential organ that helps to keep the human body free of toxins. It performs important functions in almost every part of your body, from balancing your cholesterol levels to filtering your blood, painkillers, prescription medication, alcohol, and other toxins that can overload the liver and reduce its ability to function. Detoxing your liver helps to flush out toxins and improve the health of your liver. Here are 15 tips of detoxing your liver. Okay, I don't know if we're going to go through all 15, but I got 15 tips of detoxing your liver. One is from Milk Thistle. Okay, that's MILKTIHISTLE, Milk Thistle. Okay, Milk Thistle is a plant that has used for centuries for treating diseases of the liver and gallbladder, okay? It has been used by Europeans for various liver-related ailments as far back as 2,000 years ago. The plant got its name from the milky fluid that oozes from the leaves when they are crushed. Okay, it's called Milk Thistle. All right, you know what I'm saying? You can get that in your health food store. I never thought Milk Thistle would help detox the liver. Okay, let's go to the next one and everything. And feel free, y'all, to write this stuff down. This is stuff that every man and every woman needs when they're talking. Everybody know everybody's talking about weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. I gotta get back in the gym and everything like that, including myself. People, before you start your weight loss, you must detoxify your body. If you don't detoxify your body, that's like adding fuel to the fire. You must get all these impurities, toxins out of your system. There is a proven fact that there is waste in your body that is 15, 20 years old. Rotten food, rotten meat, all of that. That's still in your system that you haven't gotten rid of yet. And you wonder why, I can't get rid of this baby fat. No, that ain't fucking baby fat you're trying to get rid of. That's just rotten ass food that your ass can't release out of your body and everything like that. So, you know, you have to get toxins. You have to get colonics. A colonic is something that you get that loosens everything on the inside so you can dispose of it. You know what I'm saying? All right. Number two is apple cider vinegar. Okay. Apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar has been used for thousands of years to treat various ailments and illnesses. It is thought to improve the function of the stomach, colon, liver, bladder, and kidneys. Make your own apple cider vinegar by crushing some fresh apples and filtering the liquid before allowing it to cure in vinegar. Alternatively, you can buy bottled apple cider vinegar at most health food stores and supermarkets. Use the vinegar to make warm cleansing drink for your liver by adding 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar and a teaspoon of honey and a cup of water. Now, back in the day where we come from, and we used to see Big Mama drinking apple cider and water, we called that snapback. We was we was like, Grandma, what you eating? What you drinking? Apple cider and vinegar pose. Don't worry about it. It was snap that pussy back. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we call apple cider and everything. Big shout out to people. Big shout out to everybody that's listening. I got my girl Shorty B in Albany, New York, is in the building. You know what I'm saying? And of course, Carla out there representing that Jackson, Mississippi in the building, you know, doing that vacation thing. We're gonna get into a little bit of vacation in a little bit in our second hour and stuff like that. And big shout out to the sweet, my sweet thing Merlot. She is so sweet. She calls and she checks on me and to make sure I'm so all right and everything like that and all of that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that that's my sweet thing, Merlot and everything. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Merlot. Just don't eat up all the donuts in the lobby, baby. I had to get me some coffee because every time I go in, the coffee's gone. But Merlot be out there, though, so it's all good. It's all good. Big shout out to her. Big shout out. We got people calling all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. It's definitely in the building, y'all. You know, we doing it and everything. So that was number two. And last but not least, number three, because we're not going to go through all 16 of these and everything. Number three for detoxing your body. Number three, garlic. Garlic detoxes the body. Garlic contains nutrients and acidities and a compound that helps aid the process of liver detoxification. Garlic helps to flush heavy materials, nitrogens and excess hormones from the liver. Oh boy. Cooking garlic can reduce the potency of nutrients, and a strong flavor of raw garlic can be off-putting for many people. One solution is taking garlic capsules, preferably 1 to 3 times a day, while you are performing your liver detox. Okay. So it's saying that, you know, take 2 or 3 garlic capsules a day to help perform your liver detox. You've got to detox, people, before you even begin to think about losing weight. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind. You know what I mean? And keep that in mind. Let people know. Also, we got Shanita. We got Miss Shanita Palmer in the building. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Miss Palmer. I didn't mean to cut off what I was doing, but y'all know we go from the cup from here and there, this and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know, big shout out to Miss Palmer. Y'all make sure y'all send y'all prayers out to Miss Palmer because her son has been a little sick lately and everything, and I just want to send my prayers. I've been praying for her and stuff. She is a very, 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 very good friend of mine and everything, and, you know, when I lost my mother and stuff like that, me and her were kind of going through the same thing and everything, so I just want to say big shout out to her, you know what I'm saying? She's listening in, you know, representing that. I think she's born and raised in Compton, you know what I'm saying? So she's straight out of Compton and shit, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my Shanita Palmer. I haven't heard from her and seen her in a while. I know she's been taking care of them kids. You know, big shout out to all my mothers out there. All my mothers. Y'all mothers, you know, y'all do a tremendous, 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 tremendous job. Y'all out here raising you're raising these young men to become men. You're raising these young ladies to become women. And I just don't think that it gets said enough. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for just being there to raise, you know, the child. You know what I'm saying? And everything. It was, you know, it was a song back in the day called "Be a Father to Your Child." You know what I'm saying and stuff. So I just want to thank all of y'all. You know what I mean? Thank you for doing that. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man I'm in here coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all know the number. If you want to talk to me, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Let me know what's going on. Tell me what's on your mind. But like I said, today we are going to talk about, in this next hour, whose life is more important, white America or black America? Or are we all important? I don't know. We're going to find out.
Next, wake up, it's dinner time. Yeah, turn up.
Pull up to the crib and a nigga on sip. Come fuck with a nigga, like a bang on a pussy like I'm blowing up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this dick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Then I beat the pussy to it. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
I kill the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like ripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. Lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth.
Girl, I got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up, beat it up, till you holler out true. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting every spot on your map, that's me going on tour. My time for Joe Discobali, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna fight it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth.
Tonight I wanna hear you screaming. Oh, ooh,
hey, 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 hey.
There dead in the middle of the club. I spotted her, shawty so tough. I think I'm in love. Imagination going crazy. Think I wanna make her my lady. And the way she gets so freak, I just wanna give her a bath. And then I'm gonna get her wide open. Give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she's shivering. Oh. And then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love her. I love her, I love her, I love her.
Down, 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 do it to your legs, shake it, do it to your legs, shake it, do it to your legs. Oh.
All they want, recognize all they want, but they won't get in. No. Not tonight, cause I'm about to make my mark on you, girl. You are my world, my piece of paradise. If you let me do what I want to you, girl, I promise through this whole night I'll be kissing you. Until your body comes, until we see the sun. See you into shock, girl, once I touch you with my taser tongue. And I just wanna get her wide open. Give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she's shivering. Oh. Then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her.
Down, down, down.
Let me tell you what I'ma do right quick.
What you gonna
listen
do?
I'ma start from the forehead to the lips to the neck to the chest. Flip her over, then I'm kissing down her backside.
Yeah.
Flip her over again, I'm ready to go for a swim. I'ma make her body tremble if she act right.
Oh.
Make her woozy as woozy.
Yeah.
Feeling like we on a movie set.
Yeah.
Can you feel the vibration?
Yeah.
My tongue's just like a jacuzzi jet. I put your man to shame with it.
Oh.
I don't play no games with it. I'ma have you gripping the seat screaming when I write your name with it.
Oh.
First, last, middle. And my tongue just likes to scribble. Morning, noon, and night, I gotta have it. I'ma dog eat it up like bits and kibbles. Make me dribble like CP3. But I rep that DTP. So if you give me that, I'ma give you that. One leg up over my shoulder. Let me be your remote controller. Let me try to keep my composure. So many different ways that I could fold. Oh, yeah, I go to town. You should keep me around. Cause every night I'm going.
Baby.
Kelly, the Cookie Monster, and make your legs shake. If your man ever made your legs shake before you went to work in the morning, I mean, just, you know what I'm saying? Just like a Cookie Monster and make your legs shake. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all ladies don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? That's when a man is making sure that his woman sings, leaves out of the house with a song in her heart and a skip in her step. You know what I'm saying? We got some birthday wishes. Happy birthday to my girl, Mary Jane Taboda, if I'm saying that right. She is over in the Philippines, all right? I can't pronounce the little town that she's in, but she's over in the Philippines, okay? She's doing the damn thing. Big shout-out to Mary Jane and, of course, Antoinette Jones. She's having a birthday today, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I get a lot of people on my birthday list. You know, of course, Tracy Escobar, happy birthday. Kelly Williams, happy birthday. Tazana Molly, happy birthday. And Leslie Williams Sly, Happy birthday, Jamila Reyes and Amber Lee. Happy birthday to y'all. And Ashley Renee Calhoun. Happy birthday to y'all. And Bria Custard. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Hope y'all have many, 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 many more. Your boy Fat Man getting ready for his birthday, June 20th. Your boy will be 47 years old. Man, okay, 47. What am I going to do on my 47th birthday? You know what I'm saying? But I have another very, 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 very special shout-out to one of our loyal listeners and everything. She's always been listening. She's always been representing from that Albany, New York. You know what I'm saying? Always, always representing. Big shout-out to my girl, and very good friend, Shorty B, okay? Shorty B went back home. She was out here, staying out here, looking for work and everything like that. And Shorty B was like, well, Fat Man, I'm going to go home, be with my mom and stuff like that. You know, I commended her on that because she went back home to be with her mother because her mother was lonely. Her and her mother are very, very, very close. And was lonely, you know what I'm saying? And she went back home, started doing her thing back home and everything, and she found a job. Praise God. Congratulations, sweetie. I know you've been looking and I know you've been praying. This is a woman who is a prayerful woman. She stayed steadfast in her prayer and what she wanted, and she landed that job. Congratulations, sweetie. I am so, 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 so proud of you. There are so many women out here that are giving up because they can't find work. And so many women out here are getting discouraged because they can't even get the interview. You know what I'm saying? Some of them don't even make it past the interview. So God bless you. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl, Shorty B. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Albany, New York, representing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I am very, 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 very proud of you. There's a lot of you women out there doing a lot of things. Of course, Miss Eldon, if I'm saying her name right, Carla out there in Jackson, Mississippi, another one of my business partners. We both do vacation travel, okay? You know, and if people want to know what vacation is, vacation travel is, you know, travel, a project that we've been working on that can take and make extra residual income while working from home. Everything is a tax write-off because you have a home-based business. Obama made a law for home-based businesses to get such amount in a tax write-off. So if you want a bigger tax write-off, you want to be able to write off your cell phone bill, you want to be able to write off your rent, part of your rent, you want to be able to write off your car repairs, et cetera. Lunches, when you go out to business lunches. I know Miss Williams out there in the IE, out there in California. She's in the building. Big shout out to Miss Marla Williams and everything. I know she does a lot of luncheons. I know she tells me about a lot of business luncheons and things that she do. She could start writing that off on her taxes and everything. It's a business lunch, flat tire. You think about it. When you go to Starbucks and get that Starbucks and everything, you can save the receipt and write that off. This is a business that is changing lives, okay? I was blessed to be brought into it. Ms. Carla was blessed to be brought into it. That's how I met her, through her postings on Facebook. And I told her, yeah, you know, we can get together one day and, you know, we could cross-promote and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's been working out very well for her. I'm proud of her. She is one of the people that I follow like a mentor because she goes hard in the paint doing this. You know what I'm saying? This finally gives us a chance as black people to own something of our own. It gives us a chance as black people to be able to pass something down to our children. because that's what I'm looking at, passing this down to my daughter, Victoria, and my kids. It gives us a chance to go on that vacation that we never thought we could afford and never thought that we could go on. Now, I know a lot of you have probably seen the presentation and things like that, and you get scared because you go, well, you know, I don't have that to do this right now and everything. You know what? I kind of looked at it like this. We never have enough money to do this or do that right now. So we have to take a chance and take a step. Everybody always say step out on faith. You never know what might happen. But if anything, you will be able to take your family on that dream vacation, not just once a year. How about three times a year and get the commission off of it? 75% commission off of it, tax write-off. You get every perk, all the perks, all the benefits that you would get or any other agent would get to enjoy with your family. Because that's what it's getting about to be. That's what it's about, y'all. In 2016, it is about family. You know what I'm saying? Miss Williams yesterday was telling me, she was reading, was it Sunday, she was reading a scripture on commitment. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting to where, you know, we got to start committing to some things and keeping our word on some things, saying what we mean and mean what we say. Because society today says that we're not supposed to do that. Society today says we're not supposed to fit in. You know, that's what society says. And here we got women like my friend Sonya getting jobs when they told her she wouldn't be able to get a job. You know what I'm saying? You got people like my friend John Cunningham, you know what I'm saying, that tells him, you know, he will never be able to book acts in Las Vegas. You know what I mean? You got my friend, Miss Williams, they're telling her that you're going to need this type of surgery and you're going to need that type of surgery and everything like that. And all of these people that I know are God-fearing people. Y'all people don't know how much I watch y'all. Y'all people don't know how much that you're an inspiration to me. Yeah, I know I look larger than life on Facebook and everything. I look like I'm doing everything under the sun and everything like that. I'm just keeping myself busy, and it's by choice. You know, it's by choice. Yeah, when I find that right woman, yeah, I'll be sitting down somewhere because I'll have a companion. I'll have someone to talk to. And everybody needs a companion and someone to talk to. I don't care who you are, which goes into our topic. Is white America's life more important than black America's life? No, because you know what? When the good Lord get ready to call us upstairs, we're all the same. There is no color. There is no separation. There is no segregation. You know what I'm saying? We as people, as society, has put a lot of this bullshit on earth that's going around. And people don't usually think I get this deep and everything like that. This is because I spend a lot of time to myself, and a lot of people can't handle certain conversation that you may have for them or certain conversation that you may have to discuss. A lot of people can't handle your conversation. A lot of people can't handle where you're going in your direction in life. I've lost a lot of people, black and white, due to the direction that I'm going in my life. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't know what the good Lord got planned for me. But damn it, I wish he would hurry up, you know what I'm saying? A brother could use a hell of a blessing right about now, but, excuse me, I have to look at the small things that I'm blessed with. I got me a new place. I pray. This is what I'm saying, and I'll use myself, and y'all know I do. I use myself for an example. Somebody told me, yeah, keep it real, and this, that, and the other. You can't keep it real with yourself and man up. Yeah, okay there, little girl. Yeah, I heard you in your text message with your smart ass and everything. But anyway, you know, I kind of use myself in this analogy. Everything I prayed for, I've eventually gotten it. And I mean this I'm sharing this with y'all really from the heart and everything. Everything that I pray for, I've eventually got it. I prayed for a little girl. I got it. I prayed for a home. I got it. I prayed for a new car. I got it. I prayed to do things in this entertainment industry that probably that I know no other young up-and-coming artist will probably ever get ready, ever be able to do, and I got it. Be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. It may not come into the form. And ladies, understand this. When you pray for something, stop making it trying to come into the form that you want it to come in. Accept it for the wrapper that it's in. Accept it for the, in some cases, for the brown paper bag that it came in. Stop trying to make a man or mold a man the way you want him to be or this, that, and the other and everything like that, because you got to understand this new, this stuff is new just as much as to a man as it is to you. You want man to take charge and everything like that. Last time a man tried to take charge, we got called punks, bitches, and this, that, and the other, and we wasn't about shit and all of that. And it makes a man feel leery about taking charge with another woman. We so big, we trying to figure y'all out just like y'all trying to figure us out. Take your time. Men, take your time too. I know our hormones get to jumping and shit, and we want to do shit, and the woman looking good and everything like that, but ladies, check this out. A man only does what a woman allows him to do. So if you're a woman that's sticking to your guns and, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, and this and the other, blah, 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 then don't do that. Because 9 times out of 10, sweetie, men are looking for the conversation. Yeah, a man can run his mouth on the phone and all of that and this and the other and everything. Sometimes a lady has to take charge. A woman has to take charge and take charge of the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real talk. You know what I mean? There's men out here that loves, I get this all the time. I just love to hear you talk. Really? Well, I love to hear you talk too. Open up your mouth and say something. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I like them feelings and shit you got in the back of your mouth. You got your boy Batman up in here, y'all. We just kicking it, you know what I'm saying, and talking, you know, talking to my BBWs, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And we just trying to find out is, you know, white America more important than black America? Now you're getting to where people are shooting cops. People shooting cops in the ass. People shooting cops in the ass and just ain't giving a fuck and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But cops bring that shit on their own selves. You know what I mean? And I don't give a fuck how many videos y'all show of them playing hopscotch in the hood and everything like that. I miss me with all of that. You know what I'm saying? Cops got a lot of making up to do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, listen, y'all, we gonna take a quick break, see if I can get something else to play and everything, and we'll be right back, okay?
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh? Yeah. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate what a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, but you hate them navel kisses. We can do like A positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stoke official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down, but all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soda mixed brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers. Hustle, get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Bird up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that perk. Girl, I put in that work. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, yeah, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I murk through pass in that dark blue jazz. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Maybach music.
Gangsta, real fuck boy.
Gangsters of Brazil.
Dramatic, nigga.
Urban legend coming through.
Gangsta Brazil.
Wake up, bro, nigga. Pay attention.
I know y'all niggas get scared.
Gangsta Brazil.
Should be.
Down with the monkey, but you can't.
Nigga, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember you don't know me. Save all the hating in the pot, nigga, you don't know me. Quit telling niggas you my partner, nigga, you don't know me. Don't be a groupie, keep it moving, nigga, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, cause the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know me. I think it's time I made a song for niggas who know me. I graduated at the streets, I'm a real OG. I've been trapping, shooting pistols since I stood OG. So all you niggas acting bad, you gon' have to show me. You gon' make me bring your Chevy to a real slow creep. My niggas hanging out the window, mouth full of gold teeth. When the guns start popping, wonder when it's gon' cease. Chopper hits you in the side and create a slow leak. We can end the speculation, cause today we gon' see what the future of a pussy nigga hating on me. I give a fuck about the feds' investigation on me. I don't care that they at my shows and they waiting on me. I'ma keep on bluffing, popping long as Toop is on the beat. Tell police I ain't stopping, I'ma keep it in the streets. Contrary to your beliefs, I'm as real as you can be. Fuck your thoughts and your feelings, nigga. You ain't no
crazy.
You might have been in the street, but nigga, you don't know.
Shout to the whole Grand Hustle family.
J.T.A., Hunnigan
Clay, Hannah, what up? Big Halon, Dollar D.B., Hunnigan K.G., Steve, Johnny Quest, Jay, what up? Zoom, Sanchez, K.O., talk to him. Hunnigan Lowe, Hunnigan Pierre, you know Hunnigan D.J. Boop, Hunnigan Big C, A.J. As you can see, the team is official.
Let me remind you, nigga, you don't know. So don't be walking up and asking what's the deal on a key. I don't know if you ran wide, you could be.
be the police. If I was slanking, blow, you couldn't get a OT. See me and the PSC ballin' through at a show deep. Police holding up the dope because they know we told deep. I just want a rival seat, blowing dope in the fleet. Blowing clan by the dozen different bitches in a week. I just want to chill with Country and his daddy, Freddie G. Ballin' out at any time, and in the store it's Philly G. I want a ballin' up a Hummer courtesy of KC. Mac Tony got a million with a dollar DP. AK house on the hill right next to JG. Every week meet at for lunch, dress them right and eat free. Get in, day paid, Lil' Greg and B. That's the only shot we got, and getting cap back on the street.
You might have seen me in the street, but nigga, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hatin' in the poppin', nigga, you don't know me. Quit telling niggas you my partner, nigga, you don't know me. Don't be a groupie, keep it moving, nigga, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, cause the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. You be hating and I see why, cause you ain't know. Just be a nigga hating on a G, ask them what it's gon' be. What you looking at? Pussy nigga, you don't know me. At the club in the street, so wherever we should meet, the chopper, chopper, pistol, popping, nigga, you don't know me. You might have seen me in the street, but nigga, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating and the popping, nigga, you don't know me. We're telling niggas you my partner, nigga, you don't know me. Don't be a groupie, keep it moving, nigga, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, cause the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? That was my boy T.I., and you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? It's 927 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I got people sending me pictures of their Labor Day weekend. Happy, hey, I'm glad everybody had fun on their Labor Day weekend. Big shout out to Shorty B, she's sending me pictures of her and her brothers and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You just make sure you keep her family in prayer, you know what I'm saying. Her father is not feeling too well, but they're all out there with him now, you know what I'm saying, and that's the biggest thing that counts, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to my man, Big John Cunningham out there in Manhattan, New York. Who's got us locked in right now? What's going on, Mr. C? I call him Mr. C, you know what I'm saying? Like Mr. Cunningham from back in Happy Days, you know what I'm saying? Mr. C, he got us locked in, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, my girl Marla Williams got us locked in all the way out there in California doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, Jackson, Mississippi is in the building. You know, we was talking about the vacation thing, you know what I'm saying, on how it's been making a difference in lives and blessing lives, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, the one big thing that we can do is just be able to take our kids wherever our kids want to go, be able to travel with our kids. That's the most important thing. Kids, the thing is about the kids these days, you know what I'm saying? I think we as grown people have lived life to the fullest, you know what I'm saying, which thus gets back to my topic again, you know, whose life is more important and everything. And sometimes when it all boils down to it, if you have to choose life, I would expect for you to choose your own. Your own life is more important than anything. Yeah, we do the good deeds and we do, you know, we're supposed to do and help people out and things like that, but your life is more important just as much as anybody's. If you don't take care of you, how do you expect your kids to have someone to take care of them? I can't help you until I help myself. And I know I've said this before to people, and I've said this before, I've spoken before on the radio show, but it's starting to get very, very, very prevalent. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of things are as Big Mama say, are coming to pass. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I try and do a good deed and help somebody and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And I would love to help a lot of people, but I can't help nobody until I help myself. And that's just real shit, you know what I mean? It's just keeping it 600 right there, you know what I mean? Because most of the time we can help people, and then the person will turn around and tell us to kiss their ass. You know what I'm saying? That's being ungrateful. And I think we've dealt with enough ungratefulness in our life to know. And when you can smell bullshit coming, you know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? So, you know, You know, like I said, so when it comes down to whose life is more important, is it white America's life or black America's life, you know, Asian America's life? I think any life is important, even a policeman's life. Yeah, people are out there doing things to police and making up slogans and signs and shit and, you know, yeah, kill the cop and this, that, and the other. But you guys got to remember the bad seeds that has come before you. You know, that's just like when I talk to women about their relationships. The bad seed that came before me is what's got you all fucked up in the head now. So don't take out the bad seed on me because of what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa, fellas. We can't take out the bad seed on her because of what we have been through. You know, so, I mean, like they say, the world makes a full circle. You know what I mean? History will repeat itself eventually, you know. And if you take a look around, that's basically what's happening. History is repeating itself, you know what I'm saying? And it's coming in all shapes and sizes and forms. It's even coming in our youth, our younger children. We have to be careful what our children is watching on TV. Our children is being raised by BET, MTV, and a lot of stuff like that, reality shows. I am guilty of it. Now, you know, and y'all know Fat Man ain't gonna sugarcoat shit, but I am guilty of it. I am guilty of letting Victoria watch the wrong thing because I was watching a certain thing on TV and everything. You know what I'm saying? I am guilty of it. You know what I mean? And I had to start making sure that I chose proper programming that her both could enjoy. You know, so we have to be careful. Watch who's raising your kid. Watch who's teaching your kid. Watch who's talking to your kid. Everybody ain't meant to talk to your kid, just like everybody wasn't meant to talk to you when you was growing up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wasn't meant to talk to you, and you made sure of that. You know what I mean? So you have to be careful. We have to be careful. We have to be careful of our younger generation because these are the people that's supposed to be our next leaders of the world. And that's just real shit. Supposed to be the leaders of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:33 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just sitting here kicking it. If you got something to say, you know, let me know. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We can sit here and we can talk and chop it up. We just doing the damn thing, you know, getting off from the holiday and everything. You know what I mean? So just hit me up and let me know what's going on. I still got a damn technical difficulty going on, but that's okay, though, because I think my strippers is here. I'm about to get out there.
Enzo, Batman, Big Ho. Lap dance, ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho. Lap dance, ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. She a straight killer, Max Payne, Travis Porter, make it rain. Young Money Gang, put you on a team. All my bitches fly, put you on a plane. Hundreds in your face, why you broke, boy? Not from Shy City, but I make the Illinois. Let your pride go, walk it out. In the bank, and I'm only cashing large amounts. 1-1-2-2, bitch, what it do, do? 3-3-4-4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5-5-6-6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7-7-8-8, make that ass
DJ Rockstar.
I'm Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. It's raining ass and titties. Yeah, ass and titties. If you ain't throwing money, mind your fucking business. Floss like the dentist. then it's the menace. Run with crazy niggas, probably get a life sentence. Sharper than attack, attack and bite you bitches. Swagger jacking, biting, I don't like you niggas. Like conscious rappers, mad cause we winning. Snug long nose, call it Scottie Pippen. Ah, got like 200k large in the backseat of my car. Like T. Alice, I go hard, motherfucker.
1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do. 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that
DJ
ass shake.
I'm
Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Make it, make it. Make it clap, make it clap, make it, make it, make it clap, make it clap, make it, make it, make it clap, make it clap, make it, make it, make it clap, make it clap,
make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap,
make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Nigga got me on my Brooklyn shit.
Get the whole club poppin' like Greek, nigga. We got Rosé, a little Bombay, a little pizza rock, and we fade it soon as we step in. You got your chicken, your chicken, your chicken. And I know you hate it, cause we lining up the shots. Youngin' got the heat to make them pop. Soon as we hit the parking lot, then we see all the panties drop. There ain't no bitch, nigga, no rich, nigga, no snitch, nigga. Your bitch choosing on a real nigga. Let her tell, nigga, that's real, cause I'm so fucked up, now I'm talking my shit. Put it like this, lay it down to the off train, Chris, we made it. Say you love it, you love it, girl. You love it, you love it, girl. You love it, you love it, girl. You love it, better make you love it, girl. The way I fuck for you would think I love this bitch. I tell her keep on sucking, girl, get all this shit. And I'ma keep grinding, nigga, trying to get rid.
She just got her some titties.
She said she just got her some titties.
Can't wait till I come to her city.
Can't wait till I come to her city.
I smoke till I choke and I'm dizzy. The liquor's invading my kidneys. Been chillin', I'm feeling like killing you niggas. Bitches been missing me lately. They love it when I talk to them crazy. Suck a nigga dick, do a lot of spit, let it drip, yeah, that's my baby.
Oh,
that's my baby. Like you can, girl, don't worry about your hands, fuck up, cause I'm pulling like this. You meant for
Don't know what the hell you're doing. Just like, oh, I'm just
out here listening to the show and everything like that. You know, don't nobody never want to say nothing on the show, but you want to listen to the show, you know what I mean? So, you know, get to know one another. If you're sitting out there in the lobby with somebody, get to know that person. You know what I mean? There's not enough people around these days that's getting to know one another. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you start off by saying, hi, hello, my name is such and such and such and such. What is your name? Or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So we're not getting to know enough people like we should. You know what I'm saying? We ought to meet more people. That's how you network. You meet people. You network. You get to know a person. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Meet somebody for once. Network while you out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, see, also, listen, we're gonna be right back again. You know what I'm saying? I keep paying. We got to keep paying these bills and everything. And, of course, your boy got a late start this morning. Yeah, I got a real late start this morning, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So I'm trying to catch up, y'all know what I mean? And I don't even drink no coffee, but I'm just trying to catch up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just bear with me and stuff, you know, and especially you come in here and you got technical difficulties. Oh, my God. I got technical difficulties. I don't know why you're getting these technical difficulties, but it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep it pushing and everything, you know what I'm saying, and keep talking to y'all. Everything, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, we have a lovely lineup and everything for you, you know, and stuff, you know what I mean? Maybe this one will do it. Once again, y'all, we're going to be right back after these messages. Just enjoy a little bit of music for me. This is your boy, Batman, and I like the girls.
Father hat, Remember when you heard it, we were someone from the LB. I got fat girls on my job, like human shishka bombs. They keep my dick hard, a ride or die chick that don't take no shit. A real motherfucking chick with a pistol grip, full figured models, with bodies like 40 bottles, a gangster bitch, and not a role model. I want a fat girl that'll be by my side, kiss my fat head and tell me everything'll be alright. Full figured, chocolate coated lust for me. It's not your booty, it's your beauty and your soul I see. Cause I like the girl.
Everybody, that was your boy Fat Man, and I like the girls, you know what I'm saying? And of course, I think y'all know that I like the girls, you know what I'm saying? It's always BBW for mine, for life, you know what I'm saying? So, but listen, everybody, I appreciate y'all rocking with me and joining me, listening to me every morning. I mean, I was running late this morning, and my girl Marla was calling me and like, hey, where you at? You know, I've been catching up on a lot of rest and everything like that. I'm finally in my place and I'm relaxing. But I just appreciate y'all hanging in there, rolling with me, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this radio thing for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it. Of course, y'all know I use this forum to express myself and, you know, to get things off my chest and to ask certain questions or certain issues and things like that. I try and bring you a little bit of the story that's not being told out on the street. I try and bring you a little bit of what's not being heard, you know what I'm saying, on the news. I just try and do something different, and I appreciate y'all listening to me. I appreciate y'all rocking with me. You know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, like I said, you know, everybody's life is important, you know, and we should treat it as such, you know, we should try treating each other with a little more respect in what we are doing. Our younger youth should try and treat our elders with a little more respect than what they are doing, you know what I'm saying, and it starts at home. I tried to make sure that all my kids had the most respect for anyone. It started at home, you know, and that's where it's supposed to start, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want y'all to have a very, very productive day, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all waiting on me. I was running a little bit late, I promise. I promise I will be back here in the morning, same time, same station, you know what I'm saying? Same old thing, same show, you know what I'm saying? The Keep It Real morning show, where we keep it real. You guys can always, always call me at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? And God bless. We're going to get up out of here and stuff. Because the maintenance man got to fix my toilet. My toilet broke. And you know how a black man is about his toilet being broke. It's things a black man got to do first thing in the morning. And when a black man can't do that and flush his toilet, you know somebody's going to be upset. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, I'm going to let this man come on in and do his drilling and things like that there, you know. And I'll catch y'all tomorrow, all right? All right, America? Love y'all. Be good, okay? We got to function under one heart, one nation, you know what I'm saying? One love, all right? All right, then, y'all, I'm going to see if I can get out of here. So find somebody that you don't know, hold them down. If you got somebody out there that you love, hold them down. You know what I mean? Because sometimes all the person
I hold
person.
You down. I'm on my way. DJ Khaled.
Oh, you've been thinking about doing anything you want to let emotion roll your mind.
Roll your mind.
We the best music.
And now you say you dream about doing it anywhere. Oh, yeah, just tell me where it's on your mind.
On your mind.
Another
mind.
One. Another one. Hey, what I told him, I said,
Being hot gets you the MVP. Staying hot gets you the Hall of Fame. Low so.
Brooklyn forever.
Smurda, what up, son? Brooklyn, what up, son?
Yeah.
I hit my smutty dance when I caught the lick. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the chick. I Bobby Smurda that when she came around. Threw that hat up in the air, never came down. And I just caught that body like a week ago. Real quick, click, clack, get the freaking O. You want some hot nigga chillin' out in Mykonos? Or thot niggas all summer, every weekend, ho?
All summer.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me, yo. I had them killers in your bushes, yo. Some trick niggas splurge on the pussy, yo. You give me one day, I purge on that pussy, yo. You ain't seen these kicks since like the fifth grade. Back when Bo Jackson and King Griffey played. On my 90s flow, nigga, young OG shit. On my GSC, meet the family shit. Can't hold you forever, you gon' get a date. Tell them free my nigga Critter Mate. Hold your head to all my niggas in the state. D Block, GS9, nigga, get it straight. Got the semi and the fully on me. Gloves, mask, and a hoodie on me. In case we need to steal a V, I got the pulley on me. I know you shocked, right? They got me on my bully, homie. It's fake love, cause they really hate. For my downfall, they really wait. 100 yardies, 100 Haitians. I'm a hot nigga by affiliation.
Fresh up out the county, I done did a little bit. Let the popos run up on me, I won't tell them cop a shit. All this money in my pocket, you might think I stole a brick. I got four hoes and some hens, some low pros on my Benz. And if I catch that nigga slipping, I'ma shut him down. Let my homie separate his body, call it 7 pounds. Better cool out, I'm nice with the hands, you keep talking that shit, I knock you out. A nigga be picking you up, off of the ground, but thinking you Tupac. And shawty give me neck, till I pass out. And she just getting checks cause her ass out. Making money, gotta be the fast route. Bitch, if you ain't fucking, better get your ass out.
That chopper make him diddy bop. Free slice Billy, let my Billy rock. And free your Billy, let a Billy out. With flex, drop a bomb on this, watch the city rock. Make Diddy Shmoney dance right on Biggie Block. Make him bring 100 bands in the city out. With fresh pull up in that brand new yacht. Watch me start off with your top, cause I'm worth about a million now. Niggas think we dance around, niggas won't get shot. That's Bobby Shmurda, not Bobby Brown. Let him pop up in your block. These pussy niggas better calm it down, get the same drop in that top. And these fuck niggas don't come around, cause they know they gon' get shot.
Fuck around and get your shit popped. Like hanging out too long on 91st and Windtrap. Bosh. See, you the type to probably get got. See, they swear all the fuckery niggas shit stop. Shorty climb this money mountain to the tip top. Get it? Throw 150 on my wrist. Watch. Stay with the heat, they call me Chris Bosh. Angry cause niggas see me leaving they bitch block. Shout my nigga Webb, shout my nigga Luger. Free my nigga Smiles, free my nigga Scooter. I suggest you probably pray to Buddha. Conglomerate of GS9 niggas full of shooters.
Let's talk about a hot nigga. My dogs are sitting right, nigga. Fuck the judge, we never cop, nigga. Fuck who the first to bring that Lambo on the block, nigga. Popping aces in the studio with Bobby Neal. Spurt. Before all the labels started calling them. I heard them. Cause bitch, I understand them cause I'm one of them. I am. So no, you ain't no me if you ain't no them. Bang, bang, bang. Memphis shooters, that's who we are. Made a million out of glass, y'all. Cocaine, I got dope bars. My nigga Snooty just caught a gun charge. Hey. Fuck the law, we gon' ride scrap, bitch. We be back that beat, fuck that rap shit. Fuck. And free my nigga Meek, I'm on my Philly
free
shit.
My nigga
and my New York bitch from Dykeman, she Dominican.
Hey. Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. With GS for my gun squad. And bitch, if it's a problem, we gon' gun brawl. Shots popping out the AR. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Bro, daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Tell them niggas free me, she ho. Subway, free Breezy, ho. And tell my niggas Shmurda team, ho. About a week ago, Fuck with us and then we tweaking, ho. Run up on that nigga, get the squeezing, ho. Everybody catching bullet holes, Niggas got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run up with that gun on him, I'ma run up, go dumb on him, Niggas got me on that young shit. Got me on that go dumb shit.
that dumb shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap mode in this motherfucker. Hotter than a bitch. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.